This is a tale of two counties that see the mental health redesign in a starkly different light. Let's start in Sioux City.
And actually, in my office, this used to be the game room. And so the puzzles on the wall are from leftover days from the game room. We joke that it's more fun in here.
The completed puzzles on Kathy Roberts' wall show a scenic view of a port town and a kitten hanging from a laundry line.
I'm the manager of Friendship House. Friendship House is a project of Siouxland Mental Health Center, and we are a social club for adults with chronic mental illness. So individuals with schizophrenia, bipolar, severe depression, it's a drop-in center, kind of a fun place to come and hang out.
Roberts shows me around. There's a pool table, a craft room, a library. There's even a class going on.
It's conversational Spanish, and it's every week. The individual who's teaching it is one of our members.
Finally, Roberts takes me to a small side room.
This room is very calm.
Yes, this is our relaxation room. My absolute favorite room in the entire building.
Relaxing in one of the room's two armchairs is Rhonda Feller.
I love to come here for the support, for the meetings, the groups, and for a lot of things, really.
How often do you come?
Every day, yeah. If it wasn't for this, I don't know where I'd be. I wouldn't have nowhere to go.
But Feller may have to find another place to go, according to Siouxland Health Center's executive director, Jim Rixner. Under the new program to equalize state funding, some counties are getting more money. But at least for now, Woodbury County is getting a lot less. It's not just Friendship House that's on the chopping block. He's also worried about the Mental Health Court, a psychiatrist's in-schools program, and $100,000 for helping the working poor purchase meds.
Those programs could all disappear. If, not if, those programs will all disappear if the funding stays the way it is right now.
Rixner says in an attempt to level the playing field, the state is bulldozing Woodbury County.
What is frustrating about what the state did is they took this one approach fits all, which is basically counties weren't doing enough to meet the needs of the people in their county, so they were going to fix that. What they failed to do is look at counties that might have been doing things well beyond what the state is even going to do in the next 5 years.
Rixner says programs like the Mental Health Court are what the state wants to implement down the line. So he says he's being forced to shutter programs the state will eventually have him redevelop. And Rixner's scrambling to keep those programs afloat. He takes me to Woodbury County Courthouse.
And one of the more interesting people in Sioux City is about to come through.
Oh.
This is Patty Erickson-Putman, who's the local CPC person.
Good to meet you.
Erickson-Putman is the social services coordinator, which means she's in charge of the money. That might explain her desk.
This is the mess because of it. I don't file real well, but still, I mean, this is just trying to put out the fire and keep the services the same level of integrity and purpose to the folks we serve that are in service now. We don't have room for any additional.
And Putman Erickson says that for the first time in 10 years, Woodbury County is going to have a waiting list, which means new patients won't get served right away.
You know, we've never done that either. We have never provided yo-yo services where you start them 1 year and then you have to discontinue it because you don't have a solid long-term plan that says these are the services that we are going to maintain, you know, and we never burned up money just starting services because, you know, oh, we got money this year. Oh, oops, we don't have money this year. Oh, well, hey, let's have this year. We never did that.
But another county has had the exact opposite experience.
I would have years when I'd had too much money, and then there was a sense that you should use it or lose it.
That's Bob Lincoln in Waterloo.
And then, because of the funding formula, you would have to go into deficit before new money would be allocated from the state. And so it was a very erratic revenue process.
Lincoln is the administrator for county social services in the eastern part of the state. He's got a very different story to tell. He says the old funding model created yo-yo services. The new state system is trying to equalize funding, grouping counties together in regions. Lincoln says that they've been doing that for years.
Because our region is 16 counties with urban and rural counties, we capture a strong enough cross-section of the state that we average out. And so that's it's as simple as that. We're capturing an average statewide. So whatever level the state chooses to fund the system, we know we're going to be real close to that.
Lincoln says combining forces makes mental health care stronger for everyone involved. And he says that's the key behind all of this equalization.
We know it's only by equalizing the funding that you can equalize the access and the services. The two have to be connected.
And as for counties that might be losing services as a result of the redesign, Lincoln says, well, that's because they're resisting the spirit of the plan.
If you're being equalized and you're not embracing the regional concept, if you're not pulling in a larger catchment area,
then yeah, things are going to be difficult. But others say that regionalization may not work for everybody because mental health care isn't one size fits all. Even Lincoln admits that different populations have different needs. Back in Sioux City, Jim Risner says the equalization and the redesign won't work if the state doesn't put enough money in.
And the issue with mental health redesign has always been the same. There's not enough money being put into the system in the state, no matter who manages it. And secondly, there's a horrendous lack of human resources to provide the service.
In a nutshell, not enough money and not enough psychiatrists. And Rixner says changing the design of the system is a little like plastic surgery. It does nothing to fix the underlying shortages. In Sioux City, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.